Zogbia, Grealish, to Nzogbia again. Ball infield towards Jack Grealish. Good angle on that from Nzogbia. Here's Grealish to the byline now. Pulling it back. Oh, he's got it! And it's Tom Cleverley. It's 1-0 to Aston Villa. And Nzogbia to Grealish to the byline. And Cleverley makes it 2-2 for him. Snaffling the ball in from close range. Villa have the breakthrough. They lead by 1-0.
Well, Tim, congratulations. How important a victory was that for you?
Yeah, huge win for us. Never easy. At this time of the season, but you know, we're managing to get the 3 points we need.
Better in the first half than the second today?
Well, it was impossible for us to be as dominant as we was in the first period or for 90 minutes against a good West Ham side, so we knew they would come out and throw something at us, but we limited them to very few saves. It was an easy afternoon for Shea. Mm-hmm.
And what pleased you in the first 45?
We played with flair, we played open and with no fear, and we got at West Ham and we should have been more up.
Second goal would have made the last 15 minutes a little bit easier.
Well, it would have been, it would have been nice, and then Gabby goes through at the end there. So even it wasn't as great in the second period, we still created the best chances and we could have gone further ahead.
What was it that West Ham did or that you didn't in the second 45?
It's impossible to dominate 90 minutes like as dominant as we was in the first period. So we expected them to come at us, you know, and they threw some long balls, and but we stood up to it. And I was worried, because you always are. I'm a pessimist, you know, and but we were overly worried about the chances they had.
And reaction on the full time whistle, the crowd was one of the biggest of the season here as well, apart from anything else. A lot of relief around the place.
Yeah, obviously they're one of their team, which is a massive football club, to stay in the Premier League, you know, and I want that more than anyone.
Would you say you're there now or not?
No, two more wins.
You'll be saying that in July.
I'll wake up saying it.
Tim, what was your view of the Morgan Amalfitano Tom Cleverley incident 5 minutes before the break?
Never saw it, mate. No, I haven't seen it. Can't comment. Yeah.
I don't think anyone did, but Cleverley did seem to be a bit angry.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, I haven't asked him either. He's just very jubilant that he scored a winning goal for us.
The second half, Gabby Abonahor did have that chance, but as you've said, Shea Given didn't really have, apart from the one save from James Collins' header, didn't really have a great deal to do.
No, we were pleased with that. I think we kept them away from our goal, you know, and limited them to long shots, and obviously a looping header, which Shea would expect to save. So, if you're looking at chances, we've created all the chances today.
And the side's playing without any fear, it seems. It looks like you're confident of beating anyone.
Yeah, the manager's not. The team looks all right. You know, they're playing with a lot of freedom, like I said to them, but it's edgy, isn't it, now? You know, every mistake is costly, but I thought they played a lot of maturity today and a lot of flair.
And the crowd stuck with it, despite the nervy moments when West Ham were getting back into it. There was never any sense that they were nervous themselves.
But the crowd is exactly like me, you know. They probably think that West Ham are coming more into it than they actually are. When you actually watch this game back, I want a cup of tea in Monday, I'd be quite comfortable watching it.
I don't know, you've said that you don't look at other results, but you must have had a glance today and see that 4-point cushion.
What was that? What were they today?
You went.
I'm joking, mate. Yeah. Listen, it's in our own destiny. You know, we just got to do our job. But you're right, if someone can give us a leg up along the way, we'll take it.
So how soon, when you got in the dressing room, did you say what the scores are elsewhere?
No, 20 seconds.
As long as that?
No, I just don't want them boys to know the scores of other games and not worry about that, you know. So half-time's half-time. You concentrate on our game. And if we get the 3 points, let's see if anyone's done us a favour.
3 wins out of the last 4 is an easy game, this management lark, isn't it?
Ain't easy, no. Don't feel like it. No, we're pleased the way things are going, you know. So we've gradually improved and we're picking up enough points at the moment to keep ourselves safe, but it's a load of hard work to be done, you know. Every week is a different twist and turn, you know, and we still need 2 wins.
So when you get back, looking at this with a cup of tea on Monday, will you be into never in any doubt territory?
No, never be like that, because I appreciate how hard this game is and how hard it is to win three points in the Premier League.
One more win to go?
Yeah, Southampton and then Burnley.
Then the cup final?
Yeah, then we can enjoy the cup final, yeah, and get some, you know, if we can get ourselves safe, it's possible, next week, you know, if our results do go, then we have a 2-week preparation for the cup final.
This crowd noise, just shy of 40,000, is what I imagine you expected when you took the job, what you hoped anyway.
It's what I hoped for, yeah. I mean, very, very good, very good. It's what we need. We needed their help, and we got it today.